Well, globally, another grim pandemic milestone has been reached. The official number of people who've died with COVID-19 has reached 500,000. They're among the 10 million people worldwide known to have contracted the disease. One in four of the deaths has occurred in the US, where some states are continuing to see a worrying surge in case numbers. But many countries are still seeing infections rapidly rise, and experts say it won't be long until the global number of cases and deaths doubles. Barbara Miller has our report.
Wearing masks and observing social distancing, Italy's president Sergio Mattarella, local politicians and relatives of those who've succumbed to coronavirus gathered at a cemetery in Bergamo, one of the worst affected provinces. The concert honoured the dead, 35,000 in total in Italy, which became one of the first countries outside China to see case numbers surge. In the half year since we first heard the word coronavirus, 10 million people have been infected, 500,000 have died. Sanjaya Senanaike is an infectious diseases physician at the ANU.
I recall 1 month into the outbreak that we reached 10,000 cases, and that was a big deal at the time because we were comparing it to SARS, and SARS throughout its whole pandemic only reached 8,000 cases, so we were quite agog at that period. But of course, in the most recent month, we've had 4 million cases, and that just shows how much this outbreak has grown since then. And the outbreak is continuing to grow. It's not plateauing out as it is in a few countries around the world. So we've got a long way to go.
One in 10 of the deaths have occurred in Brazil, one in four in the US, where despite assertions to the contrary from the president, the situation does not appear under control. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
COVID-19 has taken a very swift and very dangerous turn.
And in Florida, there's also concern ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Governor Ron DeSantis.
COVID fell out of the news. People were focusing on a lot of the demonstrations, all these other things. And I think folks just assumed, hey, maybe this is gone. It's not gone.
In the UK, where more than 43,000 people have died, the English city of Leicester has become a concern, with talk of a possible lockdown, a move some locals say they'd find hard to accept.
I would be gutted, to be completely honest with you.
So we have just gone out of one lockdown, so going into another one is likely to be unacceptable by a majority of people in the city.
In China, where it began, relatively small numbers of new cases in Beijing are continuing to cause concern. A mass testing operation is underway in the capital, with authorities saying one in three Beijingers has now been tested. India remains a major worry, with more than 500,000 people having recorded positive tests. Sunday saw the biggest daily jump, 20,000 in cases so far. And if those numbers seem alarming, infectious diseases experts say they don't tell the whole story.
We all suspect that there are a lot more cases out there which were never diagnosed. If you look at the European cities that have used antibody testing and the US as well, probably on average they're getting about 10% of those tested being positive for COVID. Now, of course, it all depends on how good the antibody test is and how accurate it is, but the US and Europe accounts for about 1 billion people, so that's suggesting that maybe 100 million people in that part of the world have been infected.
Experts say if infections continue at their current rate, around 1 million a week, we could be at 20 million cases of the virus worldwide by September.
Barbara Miller with that report.